Okay, welcome back. There are so many stories on YouTube on the right side. If you pick one from a good category, others will show up, at least so far. There's some very informative pieces, usually just video, somebody talking, whatever, but one of the headlines just caught my attention. And I've seen this before, not this particular video. It's just been out for 9 hours. Maybe we'll try and play a tiny bit of it. It's very short. Jews celebrate American deaths. Oh, you bet they do. Talk about biting the hand that feeds them. We feed them all they want. Billions, probably $1 trillion plus since 1948. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It could be far more than that. It's a lot. Now, I came across a video release of a Project Monarch mind control victim. It's very interesting. His name is Paul Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I. It's a deposition he gave. He was under oath and under orders. He had to respond. It's about Monarch, and it's very revealing. I sent it to Professor Eric Carlstrom, and Eric was obviously interested in it. He hadn't seen it yet either. So we're going to talk about this and play you clips of it. It's if you ever wanted proof of Project Monarch, here it is. You'll hear it. You'll figure it out. Hello, Eric. Welcome back.
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. It's good to continue our extended conversation here on this very important and certainly odious topic that has been covered up with great determination by the powers, you know, that be.
Evil.
Bonacci is a is a figure that very important in the Franklin Credit Union scandal, you know, of the late 80s that implicated a whole ring of pedophiles and call boys. He was one Monarch product, apparently, and was used in all kinds of ways to service politicians and compromise them, very much like the Epstein scandal. In fact, we see it's basically identical, except that in this one we see that the hand of the U.S. military is pronounced. I mean, this was a young man who was kidnapped and then programmed in this Monarch mind control system, which is very much a part of MK Ultra, and his. Based on trauma-based mind control, which is, you know, complete, amazing trauma, torture imposed on children. He's fragmented into many personalities, which could
then
be...
It started on him when he was just 3 and 4 years old. I want people to keep that in mind, too. How could you do that to a toddler? I don't get it. But
well, that is the system, I'm afraid, Jeff. This is how it's done, because children at that age, apparently... you know, can be obviously overpowered easily and can be traumatized to rape
until,
and many things. And at that age, they, of course,
six.
Dissociate in order to survive. And in that brief period in which the mind or the soul, whatever, dissociates, a trainer who is skilled in these things can split off a personality, another personality, an alter personality. That is, they can give it a name, they can give it an identity, they can separate that from the main personality by amnesia barriers. I watched a couple extra videos, Jeff, and two hour long ones with Ted Gunderson, who you recall. Ted debriefed him, and these are very interesting interviews that happened about 3 years after the one we're about to hear, in which Paul said he had 121 personalities, and then had managed to become integrated again into one. But that's another story. But in the video that you're going to play now, I think that's about 1990. It's part of the Franklin investigation, and the lady who is questioning him is actually Nebraska's attorney general. And John DeCamp, who wrote the Franklin cover-up book, who was a senator from Nebraska, is basically there present as Bonacci's lawyer. So it's very interesting. At this time, Bonacci is obviously still under mind control with multiple personalities. But he, from what I read, everyone who was exposed to him said that he was extremely smart and couldn't lie. And so there he, for whatever reason, this young man couldn't lie. And so I think we're probably getting the real accurate information from him.
Very compelling. Very compelling. Yeah. Now, that's not to say that maybe the damage was so badly administered to him that there could have been fail-safe personalities put in there to send him off on different tangents if he was ever confronted like he is in this interview. Not harshly, but straight away. I don't know. There are a lot of possibilities here. There are almost endless possibilities. But when he had about 125 personalities, in my conversations with Dr. Colin Ross on and off the air, and there were a couple of others, they said that's not unusual at all, 100 different personalities. Does that mean 100 different total personalities, like each one with its own automobile, own wardrobe, own house? Are they that different? No, but they're different. They are separate, and there are lots of them. And they can be manipulated just at the drop of a hat by these people, these evil people. How could humans do this? Is the ultimate question. But the answer is they're not human. Humans couldn't do this. There's something else.
Well, I totally agree with that assessment. I think we're pretty much at the bottom of the rabbit hole, and I don't think it's new. You know, if we go to Ephesians 5:11-13, it says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." That's 5:11. 5:12 is, "It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret." And then 13 is, "But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light." So I think, as odious and grim, as the word you used, as this topic is, I think that this is what we have to do to understand what's going on in the world. We have to shine a light on these very, very dark places. I don't think we have to revel in the darkness, but we need to expose it. And I think that's going to be America's coming of age. And I think we also have to realize that these are the powers of darkness for sure. This is satanic ritual abuse. These people are Satanists, and what they do to children is unspeakable. And it's going on now. It's certainly a mainstay of what the Epstein class has been up to. And I think that we can trace it back with the Bonacci testimony and others, for many decades.
Right. Okay. All right, let's see where we go with this. The beginning, we'll have him talking about running for office later on. That was apparently implanted in him as well. One of the potential goals of one of the different personalities. But we'll start off with that. You'll be able to follow along. The audio, Ton, is a little weak, but I'm sure you can play around with it and get it to be satisfactory. Okay, here we go. The video is entitled Project Monarch, Governmental Mind Control Program, part of the CIA's Project MK Ultra. And this is Paul Bonacci.
I need to not give that information under direct orders.
Orders by whom?
He said, "I cannot give that information without direct orders." He's still subservient, and the woman asked him, who gave you those orders, or who put those strictures on you?
"I need to not give that information under direct orders."
"Orders by whom?" "Mr. DeCamp, would you please instruct your client when he has to answer these questions?"
"Yes. You're supposed to answer these questions."
All right. DeCamp just told Bonacci, you have to answer these questions. You're under oath, basically. And to watch Bonacci's face, as you did, Eric, he kind of just, his eyes went down. and he kind of hung his head. He was caught in a very difficult place. He's afraid. He didn't want to do it, but he's been told he has to do it. So I guess, you know, that he has to live with that. But he reacted physically to that. It was he was very dejected, you could tell.
Yeah, and DeCamp, who's again a senator from Nebraska, he actually was the lawyer for this guy. Evidently, you know, was defending him with, you know, everything he had. Wrote the book about this, and he at that point he throws out an access code. So at this point, he's somehow in on the ability to manipulate Paul Bonacci through
triggered a response.
Yeah. Codes. Triggers and cues, and the human mind at this point, his mind has been fragmented very much like different files in a computer, and different identities, in this case Mikey or Wellesley or whatever, can be triggered in this way. Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll back it up just a little bit.
Could you please instruct your client when he has to answer these questions?
Yes. You're supposed to answer these questions. Does this have to do with Monarch?
Yes.
He said, this has to do with Monarch? Like, that's the problem, why you can't answer the questions? And he said, yes. Yes. And he does answer the questions.
Does this have to do with Monarch?
Yes.
If I use the code, will that help? Which I just obtained in the last hour.
If I use a code, will that help you answer the questions?
Does this have to do with Monarch?
Yes.
If I use the code, will that help? Which I just obtained in the last hour. D6413782. Program XPY Eagle, Alex Hope.
Okay, you heard the code. This is fascinating. DeCamp uttered those words and letters, and the response by Paul Bonacci was instant. Instant. I don't know where DeCamp got the code, but that code opened the door. I'll let you hear that again. I'm sorry I'm going back and forth over this, but I don't want you to miss anything.
If I use the code, will that help? Which I just obtained in the last hour. D6413782. Program XPY Eagle, Alex Hope. Please go ahead and answer all questions.
I was created by...
He was stunned when that code was read. And then he starts by saying, I was created by. And those are the first words. You could see him processing that code. You could see his facial gestures. And you could see him come to the determination that he had to break the rules and answer the questions because of the code. It's fascinating to watch this.
I was created by a government program.
Which government program?
Monarch.
And what is Monarch?
Monarch is an operation that was created by the United States government to create spies for other countries. They use children for the purpose that they're easily integrated into multiple personalities because they can dissociate. Monarch is a program that is run by Michael Angelo Aquino, who was an Army Reserve colonel at Presidio. He is also the leader of the Temple of Set. He also runs a child daycare center. He also is involved in human sacrifice.
Is he employed?
Michael Aquino. Now that, for you sharp-eared listeners, that's a name you've heard before. He worked out of the Presidio. He ran, according to Paul Bonacci, a daycare center or a child care center, for God's sakes. This guy was really the darkness. Aquino. And I've done programs on him 20, I don't know how long ago, but to hear this certified, validated by Bonacci, that Aquino, what, people tried to say, he's just making stuff up. There was an effort to cover up the Aquino story early on, as Eric knows. But now, this let it out of the bag. All right, here we go.
At Presidio. He is also the leader of the Temple of Set. He also runs a child daycare center. He also is involved in human sacrifice.
Is he employed by the United States?
Yes.
At what facility?
Presidio, California.
Is that in San Francisco area?
Presidio, yes.
Naval Base?
Yes.
Do you know what rank Michael Aquino holds?
He was a colonel.
Is he currently employed there?
I am not aware of his current situation.
Now, describe the program again, the Monarch program.
Monarch, as I said, was a program that used children to make multiple personalities for future use as spies and as a way to take over the United States government. The personalities were created at the first...
Who was intending to take over the United States government?
I do not know that information.
Did you understand Mr. Aquino to be working on behalf of the United States or against the United States?
I believe he was working on behalf of the United States.
So some segment of the United States was trying to take over the United States government?
The plan that Aquino had in it was he wanted to usher in the Antichrist, which is talked about in the Bible.
This was a government-sponsored program?
Yes.
You were 7 years old at the time that you were recruited?
I was actually 3 years old when it first began, but I was not created until later on.
Who created you?
I was created by... Monarch.
I was created by... And he turned his head side to side, and then he said, Monarch. In other words, this poor little child, 3 years old, was completely disintegrated. And then later, he was recreated. He calls it created. I was created by Monarch. Eric, anything to add?
Well, yes. You know, I don't think we can let that line go by. He said the purpose of the program was to usher in the Antichrist. And he's absolutely correct. I mean, all my studies on this and related topics converge on that, as well as what's happening today, you know, in Israel with the red heifers and rebuilding the temple. People need to understand that the Jewish Messiah is the Christian Antichrist. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, Jews just celebrate the death of whoever they get to watch being killed. I mean, this is a bloodthirsty cult, perhaps one of the most bloodthirsty in history, and we're now watching them take over the United States. And how would they have done this except this kind of program where they were able to infiltrate people in who had been fragmented into puppet-like creatures. You hear his robotic voice there. He's smart, but he's a puppet, and he admits that later on in the interview.
Very good. Okay.
You mean Mr. Aquino? Who in Monarch created you?
I was created by Monarch. I do not know who.
What were you told when you were 4 years old that you recall now about the Monarch program?
When I first got involved, I was molested by an airman from Offutt Air Force Base who was involved in Monarch.
When I first got involved, I was molested by an airman from Moffett Air Force Base. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's Offutt, Jeff. Offutt Air Force Base.
Offutt.
Which Moffett, yeah, Offutt, O-F-F-U-T.
There is a Moffett also.
Yeah, that comes up a lot in the literature.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
was to recruit kids from the local neighborhood who he could make dissociate by doing traumatic things to them at a very young age. Later on, when they get to school age, they would simply pick me up at school, and I would simply miss a day or two for training.
Now, is it your testimony that there was a United States...
I'd like you to hear that again. I want you to understand. The kid was basically captured at the age of 3 and sexually destroyed, okay? That's how they did it. They ruined his brain by physically destroying him.
Later on, when they get to school age, they would simply pick me up at school, and I would simply miss a day or two for training.
Now, is it your testimony that there was a United States plan or plot which intended to create multiple personality syndrome or dissociative personalities in children?
Yes, to my knowledge.
And that you were a victim of a plot of the United States, and that that's when your multiple personalities first began to develop?
Yes.
When did you become aware that you were part of Monarch?
I knew that I was aware of Monarch the whole time. As Wesley.
From 4 years old forward.
At my creation.
1974.
Yes.
So that would be from 7 years forward. You were aware of the creation of Wesley and the plan and the concept of the United States to cause you to dissociate.
Yes.
But now, what is your understanding of the reason that Monarch wanted children with disassociative disorders or multiple personality disorders?
Because if one was captured in the future spying, the personality or the person that was captured would go into a personality that would have no useful information. There would be other personalities that would come out that would render the person to seem hallucinatory or to seem as if he was indeed crazy.
Okay, got it? So later on, he's got 100 personalities. He's caught as a spy, and that particular personality that was acting like a regular person and doing espionage work would immediately be replaced with one that knew nothing about any of that. Literally. It wouldn't know anything. And then there would be others that would show up, and the people studying him, trying to assess what he as a spy may or may not have known, would come to the conclusion that he was hallucinatory. He was crazy. Nuts. So you see, that's the defense. That's what they were trying to do with these children at that time. This is really morbid. And if you do understand anything about question and answer, he's not saying, or... Well, he's just answering the questions straight away.
In fact, the program which was named Star Wars was, in fact, a program in which we were taken aboard so-called alien spacecrafts, which were in tunnels in Colorado, which were not real spaceships, nor were they real aliens. We were simply induced with drugs so that we would not render reality to anything that we would see. And later on, if we ever related this information, it would come out and appear as if we were crazy.
So you were trained actually to be a spy?
Yes.
On behalf of the program known as Monarch?
Yes.
For the purpose of ultimately taking over the government of the United States?
Yes.
And the reason that you were... And the reason that the individuals in charge of the program wanted children with dissociative personalities or multiple personalities was so that they would not reveal the information that they gathered if captured in one of their other personas.
Yes, if captured or in any other normal activities.
Were you paid for your work in Monarch?
No.
How long did you work for Monarch?
I do not consider it working for them. I consider it more or less them being in control of me. From 19, as I said, probably 1970 until 19...
Why do you use blue pills when you can...
This is very hard for him. You can see him struggling through probably dozens of personalities. He's having a tough time, but he is being honest. Oh, you can see it. And this is very painful for him to reveal all this information after having it drilled into him that you're never to talk about any of this. And yet DeCamp was able to do it with that code. Eric?
Yes, well, you know, there's many articles that I've got on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website about this kind of thing, including Project Monarch. And they do talk about the different major types of programming. They have kind of Greek letters, alpha, beta, delta, theta, omega, gamma. And the omega program is the self-destruct form of programming known as Code Green. And this would cause the self-destruction of the puppet there to commit suicide under certain conditions. So one of the reasons he's struggling, I think, is that he's fighting with that, perhaps that programming as well. He would have certainly a number of these different kinds of programs installed into him, like software in a computer.
Nicely said, and I couldn't agree more. All right, here we go. Paul Bonacci.
Are you currently controlled by Monarch?
Yes.
Are you currently controlled by Monarch? Yes.
Are you fearful of the consequences of what you have revealed here today? Are you fearful that Monarch will somehow... do you feel that you are at risk by what you have revealed?
Yes.
Do you feel you are at risk for what you are revealing? Yes.
Have you felt threatened in the past by the members of Monarch?
Yes.
And when did you start feeling threatened by members of Monarch?
From the breakdown of the multiple personality system, which happened in 1986, which allowed me to start revealing memories that other personalities contained about abuses.
So once the breakdown started to occur, you became fearful that you were at risk because of that breakdown?
Yes.
Has anyone from Monarch ever contacted you since 1986?
Yes.
Who has contacted you from Monarch?
I cannot reveal that because I do not know what their names are.
They use code names.
Yes.
What are some of the code names that people use?
The Eagle.
What has the Eagle done that has been threatening?
The Eagle makes phone calls that initiate hypnotic suggestive personalities, which are not real personalities, that were programmed in by Monarch. And what these codes that he says to me when he calls make the other personality or the suggestion come to pass, whereas I will do something in that personality and will not remember it at all in any other personality. It will be forgotten, and I won't even have a record of it as myself.
Did anyone from Monarch ever threaten you prior to 1986?
No.
Eric, what happened to him in 1986 again, just to bring people up to speed? That's when they started to break this all down and try to reassemble him, as I understand it, somehow.
Yeah, I think that, this turning a human brain into, a bunch of computer files, life and humans are very complex, and this programming will often start to break down over mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. So I think what he's saying is that, between 1974 and 1986, he was a good little robot slave. And in 1986, he's starting to recover some of his alter identities and realize what's going on. And then he becomes, he becomes a liability to them, and he, his life becomes endangered because they often put these people down rather than, have them go out of control.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yes, yes.
In any way involved in any aspect of the claims that Paul Bonacci has brought against the defendants in these lawsuits?
No.
You don't believe that Monarch is in any way involved in any kind of conspiratorial activity that involves child abuse or any of your other allegations?
I know that they involve child abuse because they have a lot of schools where they train girls to be prostitutes and boys, as myself in the early days. They used us to, how shall I say, get what they wanted.
Let's what say did they want?
They had a politician who liked girls or boys, men, women. They would get them into a position where they would have that, a boy or a girl or whatever it was, with them. They would videotape it and use it later for blackmail.
And you recognize and know the members of Monarch, who individuals who might have been involved in the Omaha area?
I only have a few.
Who are those people?
She asked him, does he have any idea of the names of Monarch people in the Omaha, Nebraska area? Omaha area. You might have missed that.
Yeah, this is the Franklin scandal area that, right, you know, occurred in the late 1980s. There was a guy named Larry King, black guy who was head of the Franklin Savings and Loan Credit Union in Omaha, and he was central to a pedophile ring and bringing these mind-controlled slave children to parties all over the country, including the White House, by the way. Paul Bennacchi was one such, and he was flown all over the country to service politicians and, again, to compromise them. Mm-hmm. And he even has recollections in one of the two Ted Gunderson debriefings. He talks about seeing George Bush in the White House, you know, having George Bush Sr. having sex with a young man that he knew that was part of his entourage that was flown in and brought into the White House. So they're compromising very, very, very high politicians.
I want all of you, Eric, hold on. I want everyone out there to understand that no matter what country you live in, your politicians in very high probability are also compromised along the same basic techniques as you're hearing revealed here. This is not our government. I'm not saying everyone is compromised, but I'm saying there are a hell of a lot of key people in this country's alleged government of, by, and for the people who are no longer in charge of their own destinies, their own votes, or what comes out of their mouths because of what has been captured on video or whatever digital medium they're using in terms of what they have done. This is evil, and I don't know how else to phrase it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course it's the world system that we live with. This is the Epstein operation, 20, 30 years prior.
Let me point out also, Epstein did not need a monarch. He just broke these children down, flat out just broke them. And I don't see any evidence of a monarch or anything else needed in most cases.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, we've got 2% whatever of the emails, so I'm guessing that in that other 98%, there's a lot of other revelations. I would suspect that the Monarch-type program was, you know, part of it, maybe not central, but certainly.
Well, they have a new version. I'll bet it works 10 times as fast and uses techniques that we couldn't even imagine right now. I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the satanic rituals, the satanic ritual abuse, the ritualistic murder of children and more, sex trafficking.
Real abuse,
rape,
and cannibalism, and other things. Yeah. They just use to fracture and fragment and basically annihilate the individual personality of these kids. All right, let me go back to the video. Anything else, Eric? Go ahead.
No, I think that's, let's hear it.
All right.
Tape it and use it later for blackmail.
And you recognize and know the members of Monarch, who, individuals who might have been involved in the Omaha area?
I only have a few.
Who are those people?
I don't comments.
He really struggled with that before he said Bill Plemons. P-L-E-M-M-O-N-S. Bill Plemons. I'll back it up. He's really going through a lot of internal grief here.
Bill Plemons.
How do you spell his name?
P-L-E-M-M-O-N-S. Works off of Offit.
Is he employed by the United States?
I believe so. I'm not.
Bill Plemons is one of the individuals involved in training children?
He is a controller, yes.
Who else?
Locally, I don't know any more names that I can.
He said, when she said, who else? He said, luckily, I don't know any more names. Then she said, Colonel Aquino, yes.
There are others, but I have to.
Do you need to call upon another personality to remember the others?
No. There are.
He said, no, I don't need to call on any of the other personalities to remember, but he said, there are many.
There are many. That's what I'd like to know who those individuals are.
Gary Ackerman.
And where does Mr. Ackerman live?
He is a congressman. I'm not aware of where he's from.
You don't know which jurisdiction?
No.
And you're saying that he is a controller and part of this?
He is not a controller. He is a lead of the conspiracy.
He's in charge of the conspiracy.
He's one of the leads in the conspiracy.
Gary Ackerman is a lead in the conspiracy. He's one of them.
I am not able at this time to access much more information because of programs that were purposely put into me to. I cannot place faces because they have programs that disallow that. They are simply erased, and they have also used means to insert other names.
Who programmed you?
I was programmed by Monarch.
Who?
That includes psychiatrists from Offutt Air Force Base.
Who is that?
I do not know. They never allowed us to know names except for our direct controller, which was Bill Plemons. I only knew of Colonel Aquino because I was also involved in the Temple of Set.
When were you programmed?
I was programmed beginning in 1974.
Were you trained in the area of prostitution and homosexuality?
Yes.
And where did that training take place?
Offutt Air Force Base.
And did that also occur in 1974?
Yes.
And how long a period of time did that training last?
Roughly 1974 until 1980.
So during those years, you received periodic training about homosexuality and about prostitution?
Yes.
Anything else that you've received training on?
Yes.
What?
How to photograph documents in my mind to be able to relate that information to deprogrammers at a later date.
Have you personally engaged in any spying?
Nothing that would be considered spying. Except for in training. I have not spied for them because my training was not complete. I was still learning.
Are they expecting that at some future time that you will engage in some form of spying or espionage?
Not anymore.
Why?
Because the program was discontinued when the program started to break down in 1986. My initial program was to, as a young man, get adults who were powerful political leaders into positions where they could be compromised.
That was your mission?
That was the initial mission. The whole mission was for me to go into the military service and become an officer. And a few years after that, retire from the service. Not retire after 20 years, but after 6 years. And move to Germany. And then their initial plan to take over or to run the government was to put me in an ambassador spot. And then later to come back to the United States and to run for an office. And they would be the ones who controlled everything that I did.
So you would be an operative, so to speak?
I would be a puppet.
A puppet. And you say this plan broke down in 1986, but yet you told me that you still felt that you were under the control.
I am still under their control because I do not answer phones anymore because that's how they get the others to the triggers, is what I'll call them. They're not personalities. They contain no memories at all. They're put in as hypnotic suggestions and only come out when, as I said, a code is presented to them. And that happened several times in 1989, which is why Paul and Mikey's memories are so confused. At that time, they were attempting to destroy me because they were attempting to access suicidal personalities and other personalities that would get me in trouble with law enforcement.
And the code that Mr. DeCamp was able to use is a code that needs to be put in place before Wesley could reveal what you are revealing now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Let me understand and make sure that I'm clear about what you were targeted to do for Operation
Monarch.
You were initially trained in the art of homosexuality, prostitution, and espionage.
Yes.
And you have received that training from the period of 1970 up and through 1986.
Yes.
Is that correct? The second aspect of the plan that was in place for you was to put you in a position where you would have access to people of importance or political power so that they could be compromised by engaging in homosexual or pedophilic activities with you.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Then the third aspect of that was that you were to join the military, where you would have a short career that would lead to a relatively early retirement.
Yes.
And after your retirement, you were to be sent to Europe in an ambassadorship.
I was to go to Germany and to receive training and education, and later I would become an ambassador for a period of a few years and then return to the United States to become a local.
You would become an elected official.
Yes.
Responsive to Monarch.
Yes.
Now, as I understand it, you accomplished the first element of that. You went through the training that they provided.
Yes.
And you went through the second phase of that, which was to find people of political or financial means in the community and put them in compromising positions.
They found people. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
They set up the engagements and the encounters with the person. I simply was told to, when they programmed the personalities, or the triggers, as I called them, they would call me up and they would use a code. I would simply switch into that trigger, go to where they tell me to go, whether it would be or get on an airplane, because they would already have the tickets there. They would have the tickets there under a name that only that trigger would know, and go to wherever it was. There would be somebody waiting for them in that city, and take them to wherever it was that they were supposed to go, bring them back to the airport, put them on the plane. They would come back home, and as soon as they walked in the door, the memory of everything that had just happened would be erased.
Gone.
Completely.
Okay, now, did Monarch pay for any or all of the travel that you've described during portions of your earlier testimony in this deposition, when you said you had made a couple hundred trips to the coasts.
Mikey did.
I'm sorry, where Mikey testified that there had been lots of travel over the years between 80 and 86. Is the question too long?
No, I understand.
Okay.
Some of them, yes.
So some of your travel was sponsored by Monarch?
Yes.
You said that Monarch targeted the individuals that you were to pursue and to compromise.
Yes.
Again, is that Mr. Clemens?
Mr. Clemens or...
Okay, that's the end of that clip, and whoever released that did a great service, but I must tell you, it's very difficult for me to watch that, knowing what that 3 and 4-year-old little child was put through. The pain, the anguish, the questions, the worry, the unknown circumstances he had found himself in, his value system. A child doesn't really gain a real personality shell or an outline until they're about 5 or 6. This kid was 3 or 4. That's why they do it. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, this is you know, so far beyond cruel and unusual punishment that, you know, it's remarkable but it is a system that supposedly, you know, the U.S. military inherited from many of the Nazi, paperclip Nazis who came over here, and yet central to it, apparently, people like Joseph Mengele, who was, you know, a Nazi, was using Kabbalistic symbols. So much of it is very Jewish Kabbalistic in its structure, and you get into these very complicated mental structures that are installed. The Nazis apparently inherited this from the Illuminati, which is this very, very powerful secret society Jewish cult, which took over the top levels of Masonry in the late 1700s. And I think you can, when we talk about the cult that is ruling the world now, I think the Illuminati is not a bad term for that. There's other terms, but I think it is this satanic cult, which has infiltrated our governments. And now we know kind of the deepest, darkest secrets have to do with actually taking children, basically destroying their lives with these trauma-based mind control, satanic ritual abuse techniques, and turning them into bio-robot slaves or puppets. And you heard Paul Bonacci say the plan was for him to, you know, not only be an ambassador, but then to come back and be a politician in America, at which point he would, of course, do the bidding of his masters. So it's a master-slave relationship that is set up with these codes, cues, and triggers, and programming humans. So basically, you know, Paul Bonacci as a child was destroyed, turned into something else, as he mentions. But very interestingly, you know, I watched a couple, as I say, longer videos wherein ex-FBI Ted Gunderson is debriefing Paul Bonacci, and you can tell Gunderson, you know, is quite practiced at debriefing. He's being an FBI guy. And in the first one, Bonacci goes through all kinds of charts and diagrams showing his different personalities and sub-personalities and what they were and whatnot. They go through it together. It takes about 2 hours. So you get a sense of how these alter personalities are structured in his mind. And this, of course, is after he's been reintegrated, which apparently he was helped to reintegrate by a Christian pastor who he mentions. And in the second debriefing by Gunderson, he's mentioning names of people that he would have, you know, compromised for the Monarch Project. So, again, those two-hour videos, for those who are interested in this topic to follow up, would be, you know, kind of a good place to start. And then there are many articles about Project Monarch. It is a controversial program. It's officially denied still to this day. But I think what we heard was pretty compelling evidence that it was very, very real. And Gunderson's participation and John DeCamp's participation and his writing of the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, and other books by people who have been also programmed in these ways, I think it proves it to my satisfaction that this is all very real. And you have to wonder, Jeff, how many politicians in Washington, D.C. are puppets like this.
More than a few. I have no doubt about that. If you want to grab either one of the Ted Gunderson tapes, timestamp a few locations that we could play, that would be very helpful to follow Paul Bonacci further down the road here as he brings this information forward. I want to tell you, as a parent, that was very difficult for me to watch, considering, in my view, childhood is the most golden, priceless thing we experience in this thing we call life. And to have that done to someone is so inhuman. I don't have words for it. It's that bad. Anyhow, thank you for being here. It's been fascinating, to put it mildly. And there is evil on this planet, dear friends. Lots and lots of evil. So never make that mistake and think otherwise. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you very soon. Great job.
Excellent. Yeah, good job, Jeff. Thanks very much, and good night.
Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom, and we'll be right back.